Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. She's back. Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. It's been a while since I've taken off a few weeks from Reality Spirituality. I took 3 weeks off, and you know the thing about that is every single week was inspiration. Every single week I intend to have a show. I intend to do the show. And something about that inspiration, which is my only, let me just say this. Yes, it's what I use all the time. I just wasn't inspired. I've been out of town. Listen, I could have a story for you about why, but that's not what we do here. We don't do stories here. We stay in the moment. And we follow and we are in tuned with and we are aware of our inspiration. And either I'm inspired to do something and or I'm not. And that's just the way it rolls over here in Reality Spirituality Radio. I'm getting a lot of people that have found the show. So I'm really happy that you're new to the show. Let me just share a little bit about me before we go on with the topic of the day, which is, how much money would you pay for peace? That's a real question that I'm asking you. How much money would you pay for peace? And it was peace. What do you mean peace? I'm talking about an unwavering peace, a knowing, a trusting, a feeling that whatever happens, universe, whatever is happening, whatever I'm experiencing, I'm going to be peaceful about it. I feel peace around it. That's what I'm talking about. How much money would you pay to feel at peace regardless of what happens? Now, some of you, that's impossible, isn't it? Okay. Happiness is a practiced skill. And when I say that, I mean it. It is, when I say it, I mean it. What I mean is the more you practice the behaviors that are adding to your happiness, the more peace you will feel. But let me get to an introduction really quick. When I say I'm a global happiness specialist, what does that mean? That means that in every moment I am aware and I choose a behavior. I choose to Let me give you a perfect example. Oh, we're off to the races already, aren't we? Woo! Shot out of a cannon. That's what happens after 3 weeks. I've got so much to say, I can't say anything. I've got so much to say, I'm stumbling over my tongue. Woo! Let me take a couple of deep breaths over here. Thank you for your patience. Woo! And let me say this, 3 weeks, I'm not the same person I was before 3 weeks. And that's when I say it's a practice. It is a daily practice. So let me share with you the different perspectives and how the practice works for me. Perfect story. If you've listened to the show, you know that I have neighbors. Even though I live in the middle of a forest, I do have neighbors. down the way, but they're still neighbors. And this one neighbor, oh gee, Louise, let's just say, how do we describe? Let's just say they're not too happy with me. Okay, let me just say that. But yeah, let me say this: when I drive by and I wave hello, nobody waves back. They don't wave back. You know how you hold a grudge and you get mad and you stay angry at someone and you're just going to, you know, you fold your arms and you put a pout on your face and that's going to be it whenever you see them. You know what I'm talking about. I used to do that all the time. It's called the cold shoulder. It's called holding a grudge. Well, my neighbors are holding a grudge. But the thing is about people that hold grudges, you can't be happy and hold a grudge at the same time. So when I say happiness is a practice and it's a decision that you make, that's a choice to hold a grudge. And why? Let me speak for myself. You know, I could hold a grudge for years. But when I discovered that holding a grudge is counterproductive to my peace and my happiness, that holding a grudge, that having that pride, that pointing the finger at someone else and it's their fault and it's them because of them, I'm going to be angry and what they did, oh, that's out the window. That is out the window. I don't care what anybody does or anybody says to me. They are not responsible for how I'm feeling in this moment. I could tell a story about it. I could say that what they said or what they said bothered me or what they said, but it's not the truth. The truth is that I am responsible for my feelings. When I say responsible, I alone. It's not about someone else. It's not about what they did. Because if it was about what they did or what they said, guess what? I'd be a basket case. I'd be feeling good one moment and feeling like crap the next. So one of the tag words when I program the show is empowerment. You want to be empowered? You let go of blaming someone else for how you're feeling. So that this was last week, and it's trash day. So I'm outside putting the trash in the container, and I can see my neighbor way, down the road with the dog. Now the dog usually just barks at me, just barks, barks, barks. You know, the dog just barks at me. But for some reason, the dog that day came running down, and I was smiling, and the dog started hopping like I was a friend. I put my hand down because my father taught me how to approach a new dog that doesn't know you. I put my hand down with the back of my hand so toward the dog's nose so they can smell. Now, so the dog is smelling, the dog is waving her tail, and I'm talking nice to the dog. Now, meanwhile, my neighbor, the one that is not speaking to me, gets angrier and angrier and angrier that the dog is that I'm talking to the dog. The dog is having a good time around me. Anyway, I digress. So what she said to me was, I know, because there's an area where there's a lot of rocks, and I said, be careful of the rocks. And because she's fallen before, she's elderly, she's fallen. I said, be careful of the rocks. And she said something to me, and I don't remember actually, but she said something about the rocks and she could walk on the rocks. And then she says, why do you put your trash can, why do you leave your trash can so we can see it? Now, it was trash day, and I said, well, it's trash. She says, put your trash can so we can't see it. In other words, she wants me to take the trash can way over to another area. Listen, I have a choice in that moment. I have a choice in that moment to say, yes, I will, to surrender and say, yes, I will. I have a choice in that moment to let go of whatever, scratch all of that. This is what I want to say. when someone is coming at you and they're angry and they're mad and they have a chip on their shoulder for whatever reason, and I've talked about this before, what does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? The man with the hump in his back wants you to have a hump too. The man with the hump in his back doesn't necessarily care about having that hump or wanting that hump. The man with the hump in his back wants you to have a hump too. Somebody that's angry and mad and just not smiling in the moment and is pointing their finger at you only wants you to feel like they feel. It's called misery loves company. And I will be damned if someone else who is angry can affect how I'm feeling. It's just not going to happen. I couldn't have smiled even more. I couldn't have smiled more when she was berating me about the trash can. Ah, letting go. Letting go of the small things. And not only that, letting go with a smile. And when I'm talking about, I'm not talking not just a smile on your face, a smile in your heart. Your heart smiling. Because happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. Happiness is in the moment. Happiness has nothing to do with anyone else. And when I say, let me just give my definition of happiness. When I give you a definition, it's my definition. You can have a different one, but my definition is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen, regardless of what somebody says to me, and regardless of what they don't say. It doesn't matter. Someone else is not responsible for how I'm feeling. I know we were programmed to believe. I know we were programmed to blame someone else. Well, it's because they did A, B, or C, or D, but I'm here to tell you that's just not the truth. So when you make a commitment, and you say, because the question of the day is how much money would you pay for peace? How much? And when I say peace, I'm talking the same as contentment, happiness, peace, balance, relaxation. How much would you pay a day? Because, you know, I can scrape up money to nails, toenails, hair salon, haircut, all of it, Botox. That's right, I said it. I could scrape up money for anything that I wanted. But how much money would I spend on peace? Meaning, how much do I value being at peace? How much do I value that? And I'm here to tell you that it is number one in my book. When I say happiness is a state of mind, happiness is also a conscious decision. And when I say it's a conscious decision, you're making decisions all throughout the day, all throughout the moment. When I say happiness is a practice skill, like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, and it is a daily practice, the more you commit to the practice, the more the practice becomes who you are. And the first part of the practice is gradually eliminating the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness. Now, we've talked about it. What are the behaviors that subtract from happiness? There's tons of them, but some of the most common are having expectations, blaming someone or a circumstance for how you feel, comparing yourself to others, and an inability to change your perspective. You know, the interesting thing about happiness is all you need to do, just don't tell anyone, but all you need to do is shift a perspective and your vibration shifts. When you shift your perspective, when you can look at the same issue with different eyes and come up with a different way to look at the same issue, see, which means practicing changing your perspective, guess what? You'll be happier. A really quick example, if somebody cuts you off on the road and now you're angry, somebody cuts you off, you know, you might be flipping off, but what if I said they cut you off because they have someone that's in the hospital and they're rushing to get to them? They're rushing to get to them. So your perspective can shift in an instant. And when your perspective shifts, your vibration shifts. And you are that powerful. You have the power to shift your perspective, your vibration in any single moment when that's what you practice. One of the things I wanted to share is when I say how much money would you pay for peace, it really comes down to an individual. You know, we're all on this journey. I know we're together in a community. We're together in a global community. But it is an individual journey, and it is custom made for you. We are as different as our fingerprints. So what works for me, when I say works, I'm talking about how I practice, when I practice, how often I practice, is really unique to me. But when you get down to basics, let me ask a question. Do you worry? I've asked this 100 times on the show, and usually when I ask people, do they worry, you know, they give me a half answer. Yes, yeah, sometimes, maybe, but generally the answer is always yes. Well, the only reason why anyone worries is because there is a lack of trust. And so your job, your responsibility is to practice trusting, and I mean blind trust. Yes, universe, yes, I trust, yes. Whatever is happening, I trust, is happening for my betterment. Whatever is happening to expand my consciousness. Whatever is happening for my own person, my growth. So when you are rooted in that and you know that and you believe it and you practice it, guess what? There's nothing to worry about. The worrying is softened. There is absolutely nothing I worry about. Now, did I just wake up one morning? No, not worrying, because I was raised just like you. I was raised just like you to worry about everything, to worry about yesterday, to worry about someone else, to worry about someone I cared about. I was programmed to do that also. But the truth is that worrying subtracts from your peace, subtracts from your happiness. So the practice is trusting. And then when I do get stuck and I don't, listen, I am as lazy, don't tell anybody. But you can't find anybody, well, I don't know if that's true, but I'm lazy. So I need help. And I ask all the time, every day, hey, universe, how can I practice trusting more? Hey, universe, how do I practice letting go? How do I practice knowing, believing that everything that is happening to me is happening for a reason, for my betterment, for my growth? How do I practice knowing that? I mean, knowing that in my soul, unwavering trust. So it's very simple. You recognize, first of all, you make the commitment. Is being happier, is being at peace of value to you, of any value? Any value? Yes? No? Some people value it for a moment. Value that feeling for a moment. Let me say this. I think it's going to be a series on the History Channel, and it's talking about men who've changed the world. Men who've changed the world, from the Rockefellers to the Steve Jobs to men who have made a shift, change in the world, from all over. And you correct me if I'm off on this one. Oh, okay. I always get alerts when I'm in the middle of the show, but anyway. Correct me if I'm right about this one. When I say, reading about the movers and the shakers, there is one thing that is not discussed, or there is one thing that that I haven't found, and you let me know if I'm off. How happy were these people? How happy are these people? Yes, yes. Changing the world, shifting the world, iPad, iPhone, I get it. A whole shift, Microsoft, get it. Google, get it. I get all of that, shifting all of that. But how happy are these people? And is that even valued? Is peace, happiness, contentment even valued in today's world? That's an answer that you can answer for yourself. I mean, do you see that being valued? I don't see any awards. I don't see any awards. I don't see any, Let me shift gears for a second because I'm kind of getting off track. When I say peace is a practice and happiness is a practice, and I ask you, what value do you put on peace? There is a practice. When I say there is a practice, the practice is daily. The practice is moment by moment. The practice is in the moment making decisions. One of the reasons why I'm not even going to say that as a reason, but I had visitors last weekend, and visitors for 4 days. Let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, so three and a half days. Now, what I learned from having visitors for 3.5 days is that 3.5 days is too long to be around. It's for me. It's not for you. For me, 3.5 days is too long to be with people morning to night, unless I'm giving a retreat. Unless I'm hosting a retreat, hosting an event, hosting a workshop, that's totally different. I'm talking about personal life. Personal life. That's a long time to be around people that I'm not used to being around, 3.5 all day solid days. And so what was happening is I found myself pointing the finger, yes, that's right, me, don't tell anybody. I found myself pointing the finger and saying it's because of what they said or because of what they did. Let me give you a really good example. One of my friends, there were a few of them, one of my friends that visited, the way they have conversations is to ask questions. I mean, it's never a statement. It's so odd. It's never a statement. Listen to me, it's so odd. It's because it's not like me. It's never a statement. It's always a question. And if you know me, you know that questions aren't my favorite. When I say questions, I'm not talking about questions about spirituality or questions about happiness or questions about balance or questions about forgiveness or questions about holding a grudge or questions about blaming, questions about comparing, none of those kind of questions. No, I'm on those. I love those questions. No, this is about, these are questions, I don't even want to say mundane, but what's the weather like this afternoon? How many people can fit into the restaurant? I don't know. It's the mundane everyday question. Hi, how are you? That's another question. Hi, how are you doing this morning? Hi, how was your sleep last night? Hi, how, those kind of questions, those everyday questions. Don't ask me, but that's my cross to bear. It's one of my crosses to bear. It's one of my crosses to bear questions. And we know that when there is a button, if somebody can push your button, you have buttons, you have something that bothers you or something that charges you, something that annoys you, guess what? It's up to you. It's up to you to address the button. It's not up to you to tell somebody else to be different. It's up to you. It's up to you to be able to navigate through the day or the time or the company and be at peace with whatever. See, it's, and I know that's my responsibility, which makes it even more frustrating because I can't point my finger and say, it's your fault for all those questions you keep asking. No, it's not their fault. It's not. How much would I pay for peace? How much would I pay? How much would I pay? Every penny I have. Every penny I have. There is the price for peace. The price, and when I say for peace, it's really about the knowledge of how to be at peace. That knowledge. How much would I pay? There is no, whatever the price is. Because I can scrape together money for other things on this world. I can scrape together, you know, nickels and coins and pennies for other things that are tickets to a concert or tickets to a sporting event. I can do that. And how important is being at peace in every moment? And one of the things that this being at peace in every moment, being aware of it and wanting it and really making a decision that is how I'm going to live, that is how I am going to live regardless of what happens, it has nothing to do with anyone else. It has nothing to do with the journey. It has nothing to do with what somebody else did or somebody else said. The peace has nothing to do with what happens or what doesn't happen. The peace is a state of mind. Can you imagine being at peace for the rest of your life with whatever happens? Being okay with it. When I say peace, it is an action. You're just not going to, well, let's say this. The programming is the opposite. The programming is not to be at peace with what happens. The programming is to be bothered by, annoyed by, finding fault with, what's wrong with. Let's see, hold on a second. Let me find this. Excuse me, just give me 1 minute to look for this. Let me give you 1 minute to look for this. 1 minute to look for it, because it's really an interesting, oh, here it is. Okay, here we go. I saw this and I was really surprised because it was after a movie and it was a long paragraph, and I just want to read this because I was touched by it. It says, and I won't say who is the author, but it's a producer in Hollywood. But I really, really found it interesting. It says, I've been told that if you change your mind, you change the world, or at least the way you experience it. Let's take a moment to examine that. The presumption is if you thought the world was a hostile, ugly place filled with awful people doing awful things, that is what you'd see. Your mind would naturally seek out confirmation for its preconceived ideas. If you're intent on buying a red car, as you go about your day, all you'll see is red cars. If, however, you are able to sincerely change your mind and see that we are all God in drag, now that's interesting, that we are all conscious aspects of a perfect universe which had to create us so we would bear witness. Anyway, it goes off into saying that it is a perspective in every moment. And it is an individual perspective And it is an individual relationship that you have with the universe. I say universe, some people say God, higher power. So with a simple decision, you can suffer in the darkness or play in the light. You can be angry, frightened, and enslaved, or loving, joyous, and free. Which, you know, that's all I'm saying here. What do you value? What is it that you value? And your behavior determines what you value. Now, the problem comes from thinking that doing or achieving or accomplishing is going to bring about the happiness. And that, I mean, for a moment or two, yes, but I'm talking about lasting, deep-rooted, deep-seated happiness. Deep-seated that happens regardless of what I do or regardless of what I accomplish. My happiness is separate from my accomplishment. How can that be true? Well, because the happiness that I'm talking about has nothing to do. How could I say it? If I'm making a cheesecake, I'm not going to throw in a chicken. It doesn't belong in the. It has nothing to do with making a cheesecake. So what I'm saying is that this happiness that I'm talking about has nothing to do with what you do or accomplish. It has something to do with what you practice in a moment by moment. And when I ask you, how much would you pay for peace? What I'm really asking you is, what do you value? I ask the question before any happiness class. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And some people don't give me a 10. Some people say it's 8. Some people say 9. Some people say 7, 5. So whatever you value is what you are, when I say whatever you're going to value, if you value peace, then guess what? You're going to practice the behaviors that are going to bring more peace to you. I hope I'm making sense. I kind of feel like I'm rambling. It's my first day back. I might be rambling. Oh, okay. One of the things that I did on the weekend that I said my friends were visiting, we went White River water rafting. And going on one of those boats on the river, you know, you have to put on a life jacket. And that life jacket is there to keep you afloat, to keep you afloat if you fall over, if you, for whatever reason, the boat hits a rock, the boat topples over, they have to rescue you. The life jacket, and I found, and they told me, they instructed me, you know, toes up, nose up. So if you ever fall into a river or wherever you're falling into a river or ocean and you have a life jacket on, toes up, nose up. Uh-oh. Hold on a second, audience. Hold on. I have to get back into the system. Okay, good. I'm back in the system. Toes up, nose up. Now, just because I was wearing, and then I also got into one of those individual kayaks. So now I'm going down the rapids in an individual kayak, in a kayak built for one. And, of course, the rapids are a little nerve-wracking, a little scary, a little, you know, up and down, the waves toss and turn. But the life jacket is the practice. The life jacket keeps you afloat. The life jacket is what reminds you. And if necessary, if you do fall into the water by any, for whatever reason, you are going to stay afloat. Unless there's something wrong with the life jacket, that's another show. You're going to stay afloat. The life jacket is what keeps you up and moving along life's journey. And when I say the life jacket, let me use that as an analogy for the practice. And the practice is eliminating impatience, being critical, worrying, taking anything personally, getting embarrassed, having judgments, living in the future, living in the past, sharing bad news, having expectations, thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important, comparing yourself with others, allowing your ego to make decisions. The practice is what keeps you afloat. The practice is the peace. The peace is the practice. So we talked about the behaviors that subtract from happiness. What about the behaviors that add? Here we go. The ones that add to happiness are a commitment in every moment to choose peace, to choose peace over drama, to choose peace over anger, to choose peace over holding a grudge, to choose peace over pride. The other behaviors that add to happiness are knowing yourself. When I said, I can only, you know, after 3.5 days, now I came up with one day for visitors, one day. I'm at a stage right now, and I just came up with one day last week. I had no idea let me scratch all of that, because the truth is that whatever I experience, whether it's one day or 5 days or even an afternoon, here I am checking myself live on air. So it's really not even the one day, but it is about knowing myself and knowing, let me see, hold on, let me come up with this, because I'm right in the middle of an inspired thought and I'm trying to pull it out. What is it? Okay, let me just back up with the knowing yourself. When I say knowing yourself, each of us are so different. Someone else would love to spend 5 days a week or surrounded by people. And that's the truth. And that's the difference. That's the magical difference. And what adds to happiness is accepting the differences in others. Accepting the differences about others, accepting how they're totally different, different perspectives, different fingerprints, different ideas. But the practice is still the same. The practice of letting go, choosing a perspective, being patient, being aware, not taking anything personally, telling yourself the truth. Being in a loving relationship, accepting relationship of self, being okay with uncertainty, all of these things add to your happiness. The truth about happiness is it is a practice skill. How much would I pay? Whatever the price is what I would pay. Peace, contentment, happiness, surrendering, letting go, trusting, letting go of all of it, witnessing the thoughts that tell me, oh, there's something wrong here, oh, this shouldn't be happening, oh, there's something that needs to be different. Witnessing those thoughts, not giving those thoughts any power. How much would I pay for peace? Whatever the cost. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLN. What? What is my Twitter? RLNNorrington.com. Instagram, Reality Spirituality. Facebook, Reality Spirituality. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical example of the universe. You are a physical example of the universe. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a peaceful, conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.